solution to my problem is for me to make a new PlayStation Network account after I've had one for 9 years and own over 200 fucking games across 3 fucking platforms. Your solution to me is to make a new fucking account? What the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck you, and I hung up.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done with death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield like a shame for this place!
Check, 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 check.
Balls.
Give me a check.
A booga check. A booga check.
You're a little quiet. A booga
check.
A booga check. He'll get loud.
Yeah, he'll get loud. My volume is the one you need to worry about the least. Yeah, exactly.
All right. But yeah. Let's...
I have the feeling that my voice is half of the reason the podcast usually is blown out as it is.
It depends.
Like, how are we supposed to normalize this? I don't. What? I feel like.
It depends.
Ever since I started recording with you guys have sort of been inviting me. It's just turned into, like, the Chucklehead Hour.
It's been that for a while now, I think.
With two people, it was a little bit more serious because we would remain focused a little
bit
more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on, that's where, like, the RoboCop came out of, was two men.
True, yeah.
still a good amount of dicking around. When it was
exactly. It's always good to have a little bit of dicking around.
Well, guys, speaking of dicking around... it's time for the Video Destruct Podcast!
Yay.
Hi, everybody. We're back. It's me, your host, Brandon Jones, here with video game expertizio.
None of these are words.
I think they are. They might be foreign. Not sure.
Explodado.
Explodado.
You can't just put, like, Ezos on things that was fucking Portuguese. It's
Portuguese or something, right?
Isn't that how it works? No!
David Rocky.
At a certain point, that's like fucking Latin pig Latin.
I had a really high school language class then, because the teacher would just come in hammered and, you know, start saying, put Ezo on the end of everything. It's Portuguese. It's Portuguese.
Sure, Ezo. That's how it works.
Everybody gets an A.
I need you to do your chores. We're going to call them chorizos.
We're here with Nate Rowe for the third week in a row.
Hello.
Oh, at this point, it's...
No Star Wars.
Yeah, no Star Wars this week. And you're the first one to say it, ironically enough.
No, I'm being adamant. That shit stops right now!
We're not going to talk about Star Wars
this week.
We'll
see how that turns out.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Star Wars this week. In fact,
what are we talking about, Brent?
We're talking a lot of Sony today, actually. Quite a bit of
Sony. Starting the show with a banger, huh?
Yeah, but we are also going to talk about a terrible game that you guys love called Soldier of Fortune Payback.
Fuck yes.
For the Xbox. Was it only an Xbox title?
Was that was on PS3.
Okay,
I believe it was also on PC as well.
Okay, was it on the Wii?
No,
going on the Wii. All right, cool. Just checking. I was just making sure. It seemed like Wii.
Not a Wii title, but
I feel like Wii remotes would work pretty well.
I mean, it looks about as good as a Wii title,
right? Yeah. All right, but what we're actually going to talk about in the news here is a lot of Sony talk. Haas, you wanted me to remind you about this one.
Yeah.
You had a call with Sony. Not too long ago.
Yeah, so I guess I'm going to sum this up as well as I can. Anybody who is friends with me on Facebook, follows me on Twitter, might have noticed that I was a little bit hostile on Friday night.
Might
so, for the last couple of weeks, I don't know, almost a month now or whatever, I've had a PlayStation 4. I stole that shit.
Yeah, exactly, man.
It fell off the truck. So I had gone back and re-downloaded all the games that I'd purchased for digitally, and all the PlayStation Plus games, and cross-buy games that I'd purchased on the PS3 and the Vita. Cross-buy, for those of you who don't know, is a game that you purchase in one place, and it works in multiple places.
Mm.
So you buy it for the PS3, it works on the Vita, and it works on the PS4.
Right.
There's not very many. There's about 10 or 15 games that do that.
Right. Did you know what that was before this call?
Contrary to what the Sony support rep would have me believe, I think I know what that phrase is.
Right on.
Well, and I had a whole lot of people that I know that are like, you know, you're mistaking cross play with cross play. I know what they both fucking are, and I can fucking read. All right? So let's just start right fucking there, all
okay,
right?
Okay, all right.
I know what they are, and I can fucking read.
All right, good.
So.
You're not dealing with amateurs here.
Yeah. It's ain't
fucking amateur.
It's ain't amateur hour.
So, ever since I purchased my PlayStation 4, I've had a couple of problems with two cross-buy games.
Right.
Spelunky, which is one of my favorite games of all time. And Thomas Was Alone.
Okay.
Which I don't give a shit about at all. didn't like it. Wasn't for me. But it wouldn't let me download it either, even
right.
though it was a cross-buy game.
Right.
So, what would happen is I would go into the PlayStation Store, or go into my library.
Right.
And there is an option for me to not purchase... But download.
Download.
When you go to Spelunky or you go to Thomas Was Alone, instead
right.
of saying buy for whatever price, just says download.
Because you already bought it.
Because I have the license already.
Yeah, yeah.
So, whenever you click it, it gives you an error. Well, fine.
Okay.
I've heard of this before, even with content that's free and shit, for some reason, like, oh, it'll fuck up sometimes, and then you go to download it later and it'll work.
Right.
So I gave it a couple weeks, and also I'm not a big fan of calling customer support for really anything because, in my experience, never really that good.
Yeah.
I know your name's not Terry. You definitely sound Indian. Let's not get racist. But, so I call this guy. The number one thing I'll say about Sony support, I'm going to start with a good thing. I believe if you're ever going to say anything bad, you should always say something good first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start with a positive.
When have you ever lived by that?
I'm trying to grow up here.
We're turning over a new leaf today.
I'm honing my managerial skills.
Right, yeah.
And you can't just say to somebody, they're a fucking piece of garbage. You have to say, I really like your shirt today, and you released on time today. You're fucking fired. See, that's how it works, right?
Right, right, sure.
I've never really been in a managerial world, so I don't know how that works.
Right.
But, so, I call Sony, immediately get a pickup.
Right.
Pretty nice. Well, there is one thing. The number that they give on their website for support is not the right number.
Okay.
And so you call that number, and it says, like, for assistance with PlayStation products, press 1. Beep.
It's a
call this other fucking number.
That
it was the number on the fucking website.
Like, that was the help.
Yep.
Like, call this other number.
Call this other fucking number.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a pen nearby. I haven't written anything in my own home in a really long time.
Right.
That didn't require an electronic device. So I call this number. And immediately get a response.
Okay.
I clicked on. I mean, as soon as there was no wait music or nothing.
Right.
Just like, yo, man, what's up? I was like, sweet.
Awesome.
Friday night, like 7 o'clock, you're not expecting that.
Right.
And I start this call with around 62% of my battery on my phone.
Right.
I have an iPhone 5S that's less than a year old. Mm. It gets a good charge on it, good
sure.
amount of talk time. We haven't decreased the battery life very much.
Right.
My battery on my phone had 2% of energy left when I hung up this phone 2 hours later.
Nice.
And it's like you're holding a microwave to your fucking face.
Right.
After a while. The phone's just getting hotter.
You got to speaker that thing and set it down.
It was a race against time and cancer at a certain point. So I'm talking to this guy. I tell him my problem, and he's like, "What, do you have a computer nearby?" Yes.
No, why would I never have a computer near me?
Well,
I'm only talking to you on one, but, you know, it's cool.
Well, and I said, he's like, have you tried downloading it off of the website? Yes. Have you tried downloading it on any other device? Yes. He's like, well, where did you originally purchase the game? I was like, well, I purchased Thomas Was Alone on the PS3, and I purchased Spelunky on the Vita.
Right.
And he said, did you purchase this game as a cross-buy to Vita to PS4, I said, there's not an option for that.
Right.
There's not.
Right.
You just buy it. It doesn't say, hey, how do you want the fucking cross-buy to work? But it's confusing because there are some, they've actually chopped them up in the store. And that's what I think was tripping this guy up for so long.
Right.
Is that there are games that are like Vita to PS4.
Right.
Cross-buys. And they're in their own section. The reason they're sectioned off like that is because they're not on the PS3.
Right.
You don't... There's not games where it's like, well, you can only connect it to two consoles. That's not how this works. I don't think you know how this shit works. But... So I purchased Spelunky. We'll just talk about Spelunky today.
Sure.
It's a game, I think it's normally $10 or $15.
Right.
I got it on sale for like $375.
Nice.
Bought it on a whim, fell in love with it, played tons of it. Mm. And
so wait a minute, can I interrupt for a second?
Yes.
You took a 2-hour long call with customer service for a game you got for $375.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to explain this in a little bit.
You know what, Nate? Just keep the judgment to a minimum.
That is actually a worthwhile question. The thing is...
I don't piss money over here, but I'm saying, like, you know, it just seems a little...
But that's the problem. I can't buy it.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the whole... I would totally give them $10 again. I don't fucking care.
Right.
I just want to play it.
Yeah.
So I'm going back and forth, and he's having me load it up on different browsers, and he's having me turn off my PlayStation and turn it back on, and he got on the horn with a bunch of other people, and he's like, oh, it'll just be 2 minutes. It was like 20 minutes each fucking time when he would go somewhere else. And he came back and he said, well, that cross-buy promotion has ended. No, it hasn't. And he said, what do you mean? I said, because I'm looking at it on the PlayStation Store right now. It says cross-buy. Vita... PS3, PS4. If I was able to buy it today, it would fucking work that way. So then he goes back and talks to this guy. I'm calm for about the first hour and 10 minutes.
Right?
And I get to a point where at about an hour and 15 minutes, I'm angry.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
And he comes back on the line and says... Well, the problem is, you bought the game on sale, and because it was on sale, that's why it won't work. I said, so you altered the functionality of a title, unbeknownst to me, with no declaration of that whatsoever, in any form, because I purchased a game
on
a sale that you brokered. Is that what you're saying to me right now?
Lawyered!
So, he says, oh yeah, like that.
Did you say that with like a Colonel Sanders accent?
I'm a blue tie. Now I declare,
I maintain that this amount of bacon is perfectly legal.
Are you saying in this court of law, in front of my dog?
Picture in a white suit with a bolo tie.
You are from Corbin. Oh, so you're probably doing the
Corbin. I'm not from,
Corbin.
Let's get that shit real fucking straight, okay?
He's from Detroit, but
from
anyway.
Detroit, yeah. Right. Of course.
So
it's gonna go on.
I get incredibly angry.
Sure. I would imagine so.
And I told this man, you have to be out of your fucking mind. And I said...
To me.
Let me talk to the person that you're talking to.
Right.
I just want to hear someone say that to my face that isn't just relaying information.
Right, yeah.
And he says, I'm sorry, sir, I cannot connect you to that person. I said, but give me a fucking manager. Give me that guy.
Give me that guy. Anybody.
The best part is, this guy has been documenting this process the entire time.
Sure. Okay.
Writing down everything. He's clicking something. He's doing. Someone is. I'm sure they turned on a recording at some point, and this guy's about to lose his fucking mind.
Right, right, right.
So, I get handed off to this other guy after about like a 7 or 8 minute wait.
Sure.
This guy has no idea who I am.
Sorry, who is this?
Oh, sir, can you start at the top?
You might as well have answered the phone and said, sorry, what?
Did he at least know where he was and what job he had?
Right. Was he aware of that you
this
were
guy,
a customer?
To be fair,
okay.
This guy sounded a skosh more informed than the other guy.
Okay.
And I will just round this up real quick. Much the same thing happened with this guy to the point where I am shouting at this man at the 2-hour mark. I said, okay, I just want to make one thing clear. I want you to answer a question for me, and I will be satisfied.
Okay.
if I wanted to buy Spelunky right now, are you telling me that I couldn't give you money for that right now?
Right.
I said, hypothetically.
Right.
If I wanted that game right now, you're telling me that I'm no longer ever to buy this game again?
Because you dared.
Ever!
Because you dared buy it on a sale?
And he said, I'm sorry, sir. I do have one solution for you, though.
Okay.
So, I'm all fucking ears, buddy. He says, well, you could make a new PlayStation Network account and download it there and play it with your existing account. At this comment, I exploded.
I was going to say, did the phone catch on fire and at this half a city block was leveled?
At this point, I exploded.
I think I heard this part, actually. I was all the way downtown.
At this point, I exploded. I said, okay, so I'm going to say back to you what you said to me. Your solution to my problem is for me to make a new PlayStation Network account after I've had one for 9 years and own over 200 fucking games across 3 fucking platforms. Your solution to me is to make a new fucking account? What the fuck is wrong with you? Fuck you, and I hung up. Oh, I left off one thing. Uh-huh. I did say, uh-huh. And after if Frida had the audacity to say that to me after your network got hacked 4 years ago and my fucking credit card got stolen, you son of a bitch. Fuck you, and then I'll
video. Oh, boy.
And that guy went home just fucking hating Americans. Just completely.
He couldn't make love to his wife that week.
No, no. He couldn't hug his children.
He got back in late. His wife's in bed. How is your day? I don't want to talk about it.
He just got in the bathtub, turned the shower on, lay there naked, and cried.
Oh, come on. You know that guy, like, right after that call, I was like, hey, you should have heard this fat guy. He was real mad.
How do you know he was fat? I could tell.
Yeah, you hear it. It's kind of a guttural tone.
Well, that's a good exploration.
So you know what I did the rest of the weekend after that?
What did you
get to play the game?
did you ever get it?
Well.
Did you make a new account?
No.
No?
But.
What?
I do have another PlayStation device in my house that can play Spelunky.
That's true.
So this weekend, make up a fake like law firm and send them an invoice for the 2 hours for you. And just say, like, what? I had to work. You guys made me work. All right? I'm a lawyer.
Dukes McGavern, attorneys at law.
Bronco Justice, LLC.
Dirk Daggard, attorney at law.
So, being a...
Anyway.
Being an ardent consumer like I am...
Sure.
I now have a PlayStation TV.
Yes, but you did not pay for that PlayStation
TV.
To
be fair, I...
You steal it?
No money was... What's these accusations? You know I can't legally say on air how I acquired it.
Video Destruct does not condone stealing of any kind.
But the Video Destruct studio now has a PlayStation TV.
Yes.
Which downloads Spelunky just fine.
Alright, cool.
Because that runs the Vita version of that. So I still can't download a PS4 version of it, but I have a device in my fucking home again that will play Spelunky. I spent some time with the PlayStation TV, and I showed it to you guys today.
Yes.
What'd you think of that smoking fucking burner?
That was something.
That's a real bad device, huh?
Yeah, the Spelunky looked pretty good, though. Yeah.
It plays Vita games on your TV?
Right.
Really admirable.
Really well. Because, yeah, the Hotline Miami was well done.
Interesting.
It was well done. It was blown up to a larger screen, obviously, but Hotline Miami kind of has that grainy kind of look to it anyway, with...
Pixel games look better with more grit anyway.
Yeah, it's like filtered over top of it anyway. So, but then when you fire up anything that's supposed to be connecting to the PlayStation 4. And
I didn't have these problems the other day. I think I might be getting some wireless interference. Granted, and I'll say this in the PlayStation TV's defense.
Yeah.
On the box, it says you should probably fucking wire this thing.
Sure, sure. Which is fine. You know, connection problems can happen, especially with a small device like that. You know, it's no.
And I have a 5 gigahertz network. Right. I don't think that's a 5 gigahertz device, and I think that can also cause. I think that's a 2.4.
Get some tin foil and expand the antenna. It'd be fine. But. Right. But yeah, like just some of the games, they just look like, as you put it, it looks like they're missing frames. It's not, they're not going slowly or any slower, but it's just like the frame rate. It just, there aren't frames. Frames are missing. It's not as smooth. It's not as smooth.
And for those of you that may not be familiar, the PlayStation Remote Play that's in the PlayStation TV is the same Remote Play that's in the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is that with a Vita or with a PlayStation TV, when you turn that on and you turn on PS4 connection, it remotes over to the PS4 system, turns it on.
Right.
So it's like, conceivably, if you're on vacation, or if, like me, you have a PlayStation in your living room, but it's like, oh, I want to play GTA 5 before bed.
Right.
This is the typical use case for this.
Right.
You know, you don't want to buy another $400 PlayStation, so you can buy a $99 PlayStation TV.
Mm-hmm.
It uses PS3 or PS4 controllers. It plays Vita games very well.
Yeah.
It even uses Vita cards, like those, like the games that come on cards, so it's not just digital.
Right.
It uses Vita memory sticks. It comes with a gig of built-in memory.
Right.
So if you just wanted to play, like, maybe a couple of downloadable indie games on it occasionally, it does that. One thing it does really well, like the Netflix or Hulu app or WWE Network, it remote plays perfectly for that.
Nice.
Because you got to think, movies only run at 24 frames.
Right.
So you're not getting that issue of 60 frames per second games running at lower frame rates. It looks fine.
Right.
Can you rent movies on it and shit, kind of like iTunes? Or
yeah, you can use the PlayStation Store for that.
Nice.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, for a bedroom companion device, it's not terrible.
I can think of better bedroom companion devices.
Hey!
A real doll that's coming in next month is going to serve you well. This one looks like an anime lady.
Hey, her name's Annabelle.
You'll respect her! All I know is that love pillow you got, you should go ahead and throw that thing away. She's soiled.
Yeah.
Oh, get a little crusty.
All right. Well, that was a conversation that occurred.
But yeah, I'm actually I'm kind of dogging on it a little bit just because the PS4 connection stuff's been kind of bad. I'm kind of considering just going a mono price and buying like a Cat 5 cable and wiring that thing and see what it does.
Right.
You should try it just to see.
Because my PS4 and my Xbox One are wired.
Right.
Just because I want really good download speeds.
Right.
I mean, even if it's just a temporary solution of running one wire just to see what the fuck happens,
right.
The mono price is charging me like $8 for that cable, so it's not really going to put me out or anything. But before I draw a final verdict on remote play, I was disappointed in it, but I'm not going to throw the last nail in it yet, just because I have such a good wireless network in my house.
Right.
That I really hope that it would perform better than that.
Right.
But you know, whatever, we'll see. But yeah, like, if you're somebody that really wanted to, I don't know, say, play Persona 4 the Golden for the Vita, the best version of Persona 4, and don't want to play on a fucking handheld because handhelds are kind of dumb, Vita TV, $99, $20 for the game, you're good to go. Right.
Well, that's going to be, we're going to go ahead and announce that. That's going to be a long haul that we're going to do, I guess.
Experiencing lag. Long-ass game.
Experiencing lag. That's going to be the debut of that show. We're going to play Persona 4 Gold Hentai Edition, whatever the heck.
Golden.
Okay, yeah. Whatever. Like, Golden Edition Persona 4. That's a game I've never played.
What I'll probably do is, whenever we go to play that, I'll probably just move it out here so we can play it on the nice big TV.
Right on.
And Nate, you got about 170 hours to spare?
You can come in.
You're on a weekend, I'm good.
What we do is we do weekend recordings.
Yes.
And then we chop it up into episodes. I think this one, instead of hips, because it's a much longer game.
Yeah, it's a much longer
30-minute videos or something.
We'll do lag. It'll be about 30 to an hour hour videos. We can do like...
And, yeah, you record 6-7 at a time, so you only got to record once every, you know, 6 or 7 weeks.
When's Memorial Day? End of this month?
Yeah.
All right, I was going to say, because we could do it. If it's soon, we could do it then.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no problem with that. I actually own Persona 4 the Golden, so I'm ready.
All right. All right, but that's going
to
be...
What I think we'll need to do is...
Coming up soon.
We might need to use a PS3 controller with that, because that PS4 controller will die.
Yes,
a lot.
It probably will die.
Because PS4 controllers... They fucking put a single A in there or something? Like, what the fuck?
Is it a watch battery? What is this?
Holy shit, it's like those things that they used to put in VMUs. Like, you fart at it, it's like, stand down.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's like an RC car controller.
Real bad for that. But yeah, Persona 4 the Golden, there, news!
News for the site, there you go. One last bit of news before we get on to what we've been playing this week. Silent Hills is officially cancelled, which is something...
There's a few pieces to that news.
Yeah. This was kind of people saw this coming, because it was sort of rumored and then confirmed that Kojima was on his outs with Konami.
They are currently, everyone at Kojima Productions,
yes,
is currently declared as a contract worker. Mm-hmm. They are not Konami employees anymore.
Right.
The Kojima studio logos have been removed from their site.
Yeah.
PT has been removed from the PlayStation Network, the teaser for Silent Hills.
Yes.
And I'm not sure how this is going to work. I don't want to check, but you'll never be able to download that again if you've never purchased it.
Right.
But I'm unsure if this is something that if I delete that, will I ever be able to get it again?
Right, yeah.
I don't know how far they've gone to remove this.
Right, yeah.
But typically, like, they're the company that made, like, Double Dragon for the 360, that remake that they made there. That company doesn't exist anymore, but I can still re-download that game whenever I want.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sure it's probably something more like that. But I'm not going to delete PT because I don't want to not have it anymore because that game's dope.
It's pretty dope.
PT, best thing that worked on my PlayStation TV.
Yeah, that's
pretty flawlessly.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I hooked that thing up on a Sunday night at like 9:30, and next thing I knew, I turned around, it was like midnight. I was like, well, I beat PT.
I feel like Kojima is so weird. He was probably like, this has to work on the PlayStation TV. We have to make sure that happens.
Yeah, it needs to maintain frames. But yeah, the saga there with Kojima has been just a continual stripping of him off of things that his name was attached to.
Mm-hmm.
Like the original Castlevania Lords of Shadow. His name is on that.
Right.
His name is not on the
his
second
one. His name's not on the second one, though, yeah.
You know, it seems like something has happened financially. Konami has removed itself from the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, okay.
They voluntarily did that.
Right.
But rumor has it that they're... like 90% of their stock is traded in the European and Japanese markets, and that it wasn't even really worth it for them to have it here because it was trading so much lower here for so long.
Right.
So they voluntarily just delisted themselves and bought back the stock.
Sure.
But, you know, Konami's not going out of business. They do a lot of other things that make a lot of fucking money.
Yes.
They make Pachi slot games, and they make slot machines.
Yes.
And that's a big business for them over there. Absolutely. They have whole casinos in Japan.
Yeah.
That's a really big business for them.
Yeah. In arcades.
The interesting thing about this is that now that Silent Hills isn't being made, and Metal Gear is about to finish, and that team is no longer Konami employees.
Right.
The only game that Konami really makes anymore is Pro Evolution Soccer. And I think they still make, like, Winning Post, that horse racing game for Japanese arcades. That's, like, fucking it.
Interesting, yeah.
I'm always confused. Like, maybe it's because I live in Louisville and people are so obsessed with horses over here. I'm surprised that none of those horse racing games ever come out in the United States. But if you leave Kentucky, nobody gives a fuck about horses.
No one cares. But, yeah, and, you know, typically this town doesn't except for one time a year anyway. But for most of it. But yeah.
I talked about eating a horse the other day and like it not being a really big deal to me, and somebody looked at me like I was a fucking murderer. It's fucking meat.
I'd probably try horse.
Fucking Puritan. They put it in a lot of sushi.
Yeah, I'd probably try horse. Just see what it was like. You know.
It's kind of like dog.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to eat dog, yeah. But I could.
I mean, the thing, you want fresh meat.
I'd eat my dog. Right? I don't give a fuck.
I couldn't eat.
I'd eat you.
I couldn't eat dog. You're not
hungry
eat
enough. I'll eat you.
You're not going to eat Willow. You're not going to eat Willow.
So that's the thing. Like, no. I wouldn't want a horse that had been like slaughtered. You know, like.
If it died,
yeah,
like,
but if it
you don't want to eat something that's like
yeah.
died. Yeah,
but yeah, that's, you don't want to eat something.
Probably that, a reason it died.
This is what I'm saying. I wouldn't eat something that had died like that because like I don't want a horse to be slaughtered for me to eat it because they're too cool of animals. Yeah. I don't know. They'd probably be a heartless bastard. But
like, well, what,
yeah,
what if
some
it broke,
animals aren't? Yeah, whatever.
But. What if it broke its leg and I had to put it down anyway?
You were eating pork rinds like 10 minutes ago.
That's the first time in my life I've ever eaten a pork rind, and I'm not kidding you.
What'd you think about it?
It's not bad.
Totally.
Yeah, pork rinds. Yeah, especially the spicy kind. Not bad.
Yeah.
Spicy pork rinds.
Crippos.
Recommended here on the Video Destruct podcast.
Yes, I've made 31 years of my life and never eaten pork rind until tonight.
Mazel tov.
There we go. Well,
thank you. Behind him.
Wait, is that kosher?
It's just the skin.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh,
it's
man.
Not the meat.
It's not the dirty
parts.
Skin.
Yeah, big shame.
Just
that
what keeps the delicious meats inside.
It's kind of like eating the packaging. So if I go into the store and, you know, find like a nice little styrofoam tray with a plastic sheet over it of like pork chops, and I mean, I'm not Jewish, but if I were,
sure.
I'd eat kosher, I could go and I could remove the pork chops and eat the styrofoam tray.
No, there you go.
I go buy packs of cigarettes and just smoke the cellophane. I'm like, what? It's healthy. Fuck you.
Silent Hills is canceled. It's a real sad thing.
You really just find that rabbit hole and just keep going down as far as we can go.
That's why I can't even segue. I just got to hammer it back to topic.
Chucklehead pumpkin over here.
I can't find anything. I just got to
pull it back. Short, I mean, you know, they've been pulling Kojima's name off of all these projects.
Right.
Silent Hills got killed. It's the... it's at least the second project that Guillermo del Toro has been involved in.
That's really disappointing.
He's
previous game was a result of the THQ implosion. That game was called Insane?
Yeah.
Yes, it was called Insane. And that game, I don't know, whatever. Like, Guillermo del Toro makes good-looking shit and everything, but all that's ever come out about any of his games, P.T., that was not Silent Hills.
No. Yeah.
That was a technical demonstration that was in no way reflective of what the game was going to be like.
Right, yeah.
So, all that we've ever gotten out of any of his projects are CG trailers.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing is that he did say that it broke his greasy heart that it was canceled. And I like to picture him with just grease pouring all over his shirt.
Greasy heart.
That's
greasy
what he said.
Heart, yeah. Yeah, he's an odd duck,
he's
that creeper. Guy. But I like him. I like him a lot. It's interesting because this one, like there wasn't a whole lot of Del Toro thought. It didn't look a lot like a Del Toro project until you saw the fetus baby. Then you were like, okay, that now it's a Del Toro project.
See, I didn't even necessarily think anything in PT looked like his stuff. But when you saw the trailer at the end, you went, yeah, it looks like a Del Toro project.
The fetus baby is what did me. Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
Call him Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean.
Little Jelly Bean. He looked like a Del Toro.
He looked delicious.
He did. He actually did look pretty creepy. And the head in the bag that didn't talk and turned into a bunch of roaches. That was a little weird.
That's pretty all right.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of that game that I did. What I felt about that game that was going to incorporate from PT was you'd probably walk into a house somewhere and you'd have to experience a haunting like that. Periodically throughout the game. The rest of the game would have been very much like, oh, the radio's going off, shoot the monster, you know, and run over here. But then you'd have, like, little segments of PT in it.
I think PT could have worked in a Silent Hill... in a Silent Hill universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because those games are all about being haunted by internal torment and anguish.
Yes.
And I could see that as, you know, that entire process in PT is... You are the husband that murdered your family.
Yes.
And you're slowly accepting that.
And that's why you're going through the whole thing over and over.
The whole story of Silent Hill is acceptance.
Yes.
and
accepting what happened, accepting what,
and moving on.
Yep,
and you know, it's Silent Hill. It when it's done well, like Silent Hill 2 is really deep.
Yes,
and very engaging.
Yes,
and when it's done poorly, fucking sucks.
Yeah, Silent Hill.
That has some of the highest highs and lowest lows.
Absolutely, absolutely. That franchise. There's a lot of people that clutch onto that franchise and do not understand what it's supposed to be.
There
like,
are some
in all facets of media too. Like there are comic books that don't get it. There's a movie that didn't get it. At fucking all did not get that movie. Did not get that game series.
What about that 35-minute info dump at the end of that first movie where they're like, remember the thing that we told you about that happened and that through easily context clues you could have discerned 5 minutes into this movie? Well, here's how it happened! Like, oh my god, like, stop fucking... I know! Like, do you think I'm retarded? Like, what the fuck? I was offended.
Yeah.
Of course you were.
Of course.
I was in the movie theater like, what the fuck?
Didn't we go see that movie together?
Yes!
Yeah, we did.
I walked out angry!
Yeah, you were really pissed. I remember. Yeah, shit, I remember that now. That was years ago.
Yeah.
One of those movies where, like, I have to grip my chair.
No, you were, like, yelling at people on the way out of the theater. Because
people were like, this is really good. And I was like, you're fucking out of your mind.
You suck. I hate you.
I'm having to like grip the chair as the movie's going on to not just stand up and go, do you fucking people think I'm stupid?
Oh man.
I've got some anger problems.
Yeah, no, it's you held on though. That's okay, you know. You didn't do it. So anybody been playing anything? We'll get on to that real quick, because that's the news.
Well, the last piece of news is actually tied to what I've been playing this week.
Oh, okay, cool.
They announced Call of Duty Black Ops 3 this week.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
They released a couple of FMV trailers that give the whole story that I'm fucking pumped about.
FMVs are kind of hot right now, aren't they?
They always do like an FMV before they do gameplay.
Okay.
And the Black Ops series has even had FMV cutscenes in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Treyarch likes that kind of stuff, but they do it very tastefully,
which I
like.
That's no good. You need crappy FMVs.
Tim Robbins.
Come on, Christopher Walken to walk on there. Yeah,
but
with a grainy face.
So the entire premise of this. It actually ties into the Advanced Warfare universe.
Right.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. That's, you know, kind of a semi-futuristic. They're exosuit. They're like these modified government technologies that K-Space came up with that are pretty dope.
K-Space!
K-Space!
But... The Revenge of K-Space.
You know, before the RoboCop one, that was probably my favorite intro to the podcast.
K-Space! But yeah, so this actually piggybacks off of this, that game. So this is like 15 or 18 years later. And it does continue on. I would assume there is a Mason is in this at some point.
Mason's back?
I would assume. Mm. They haven't said, but it's got to be his family. They did that a lot.
Like
with
Walker? How does this work?
I mean, he wasn't like Walker in that second game.
He's got like a... Oh, yeah.
I love a bio suit or something, you know, like exo suit.
Well, and speaking of bio suits, the whole premise of this game is that in the future, they've come up with all of this new, like, retinal implant technology, brain chips, all this other stuff to make you better, stronger, faster, smarter.
Right.
And there are all these allegations.
I did.
I was thinking more like harder, better, faster,
stronger. Yeah, all right.
But let's talk about fucking Kanye West for a while.
Let's say one thing about
Kanye West. Bruce Jenner, in his interview last week, made Kanye West look like the biggest fucking white bread baby face I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Did he?
Because you know what? The entire Jenner family was super fucking up in arms and super and all the Kardashians shit, they were super upset and nobody wanted to talk to Bruce. And Kanye West sat everybody down in a room and said, hey man, I got a beautiful wife and a family and a baby, and the only way I can do that is by being myself. Bruce just wants to be himself. Why can't we let him do that? And everybody else after that was fucking fine with it. Kanye West is the best person in the world.
Hold on. You notice that Kanye could not even pull away from, like, talking about himself.
Of course not.
For
no.
2 seconds enough to say, because that's great that he said that. It's nice. But it what he should nice have said thing. Was, you all are being a bunch of selfish pricks.
Yeah.
This guy has been living a life that he didn't want to live for the last, I don't know, 60 years.
And you know it's really bad when Kanye West calls you a selfish asshole.
Exactly. The only rapper to be called.
I have a little bit, right, of, a little bit of a problem with not being self-centered myself. So
okay, so since we're on the topic, didn't think we'd ever get on this topic, but
yeah, we're not on the Kanye topic.
We're on the Bruce Jenner topic. Take your bets. What's the reality show TV going to be starring him in 2015? What's the title of that reality show going to be? Will it be Bruce Jenner or Jenner Bender? Take your bets.
I like that second one a lot.
I like the second one.
The second one's pretty good. I came up with the first one. My brother came up with the second one. I was like, that's pretty good. That's pretty all right. Jenner Bender. So, all right. Yeah. So, Jenner Bender debuting fall of 2015.
I was thinking more like Gold Medal Vagina.
Oh my god.
I'm the best person in the world.
You know, when I worked at a previous place that will not be mentioned, they were trying to sell a school that he went to.
Oh, really?
And, well, they weren't really trying to sell them. They reached out to them. And
right.
The school reached out to the company and said, hey, could you guys come present on a couple of things? So we went.
Cool.
But we went and presented. It was actually really interesting. Like, they had this whole complex kind of, like, devoted to him, but apparently he wanted, like, nothing to do with the school because when he was in college, he wanted them to forgive his entire student loan debt. To them, because back then, I guess he borrowed it directly from the school to go to school and owed it back.
Sure, sure.
So when he made the Olympic team, he just said, well, what, you guys aren't going to, like, get rid of my debts?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we educated you, we trained you into what you are.
Right, yeah.
And yeah, it's natural talent, but, like, it was our coaches and our facilities that you used to get to the Olympics.
Sure, sure.
And he wanted them to, like, he thought that just because he was Bruce Jenner, they should, like,
just axe that whole all tuition thing.
So,
that's interesting.
Anyway.
Well, there you go.
He was really Jenner bending the rules. All right, let's stop.
We gotta stop. We're in a deep hole now. We're in a deep, deep hole.
Yeah,
real deep. So, you've been playing Call of Duty, Curl of Dirty.
I'll finish up the explanation. Yeah. Black Ops 3. Go watch the trailer.
How long ago was that?
The idea is that. Yeah, it's weird coming back to this topic now.
Right? Yeah.
But yeah, like the government has been funding a super soldier project where they have been voluntarily taking soldiers that would volunteer to have all of their limbs removed and their eyes altered and their brains altered to make them super soldiers.
Right.
Nice.
And so there are all these allegations flying that that's what's going on. So I have this great fucking mental image of you just being the only man on a battlefield fighting fucking Superman.
A bunch of Dolph Lundgrens.
Like, a bunch of people without exosuits.
Right,
like, just jumping three stories and shit. That just seems awesome.
Yeah.
But it shows your guy, you still have exosuits because you're not altered in any way.
Yeah, you're not.
But yeah, like, you know, there are all these commercials of people getting, like, you know, retinal implants and shit.
Right.
You know, like, there's this totally, like, a 1990s Michael Jordan basketball commercial, like complete black stadium with just the one spotlight where he does the dunk.
Yeah.
But yeah, it flashes to this guy and you see his eyes. You can see a computer in his eyes. Oh god, no! You're a robot!
you're one of them robots!
But yeah, and then they released a gameplay trailer and that looks fucking awesome too.
Awesome.
It totally looks like ratcheted up way more crazy futuristic shit.
Right.
I don't know if there will be any flashbacks in this.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what Black Ops has always been known for.
Right.
Is that it splits time periods. Like, the first one had, like, like Korean War, Vietnam era. You know, it was all about Russian number stations. And tell me about the numbers, Mason! as somebody who really likes fucking number stations.
He does. He does like the numbers.
I do talk about them, like, every fucking week. But, yeah. So, new game looks awesome. So, I never finished Black Ops 2 for some reason. I just put it down and never thought about it again.
Right.
But I've gone back and I started playing it again. You know, those Treyarch guys don't make a campaign that's quite as good as the Infinity Ward guys do.
Right.
Call of Duty's still pretty fucking awesome.
Call of Duty.
Black Ops 2 has that branching path system.
I've yet to play a Call of Duty game, so there you go.
Black Ops 2 might be the one to play. It has choices in it.
It's probably why I was such a banger at that Soldier of Fortune.
Woo! We really need to teach you how to play dual joystick games.
Dual joysticks, it's too much for me. That's one joystick too many. I don't know about that.
You're like one of those people that's just like, I never use my left arm. Might as well just fucking wither off.
Yeah. I don't know.
One of those people. I've met so many of those people. They're just walking around with like a withered arm.
I have a friend that will never pick anything up with his left hand.
Tie a string to it and let it fall off.
Yeah, my left is my weaker of the two, but it can function, you know, in certain ways.
We just keep
playing softball. I can catch with it in softball. Yes. Yeah, that's fine. Yes. But yeah.
Is that what we're calling it?
But what I've... yeah, that's what I've always called it. It's never hard.
Can we just edit this part out?
Yeah, we're editing this whole part
out. This is just awkward, guys. For
yeah, way pretty too much. Close. You know, we all got penises, right? But what I've been playing, that is a simplistic game. I've been playing Titan Souls.
That game sucks shit.
It's actually a really good game.
I've heard nothing but like fucking just red hot spewing shit from people.
Really? Why are they so...
That game sucks.
Why do they hate on it so much?
I heard that the entire format of it is garbage.
It's probably that it's actually a really good game.
I know. I
heard good reviews and just decided to formulate...
No, I've heard pretty universally bad stuff about it.
You know, well, it plays in the premise of...
Tell us about it, Brandon.
Yeah, it plays in the premise of everybody's one hit. You have one hit point. The bosses all have one hit point. It's all bosses. There's no enemies in the game. It's like, you know, Shadow of the Colossus. You go in, you fight one giant enemy, and you beat that many in a stage. It lights up, gate opens, you fight the next stage of them. But you have to go around and explore and find them. And there is a little bit to the exploration. There's not a whole lot to look at. And it takes a little while to get to certain points. And there's also a Lost Woods area. Fuck Lost Woods areas. They are always terrible. Yeah. They're never fun. Stop making those, guys. It's like sewer levels. Why are we still
just
doing
stop
this?
Making sewer levels.
Stop making any of these types of
things.
Well,
at least in Majora's Mask, you just had to follow that monkey.
That's true, yeah.
But if you're going fast enough, you'll follow that monkey, you'll be fine.
Follow that monkey. Oh, that monkey!
That's my new Sesame Street movie, Follow That Monkey.
Follow That Monkey. But it's pretty cool because like you go into each one and you have one arrow. That's all you have. You have one single arrow and you can call it back to you after you fire it once. All
right.
But you have to figure out how to kill the big boss with your one arrow. There's different ways to kill them, and you know they'll only have their weak point open for a certain part. Like there's one, this guy's a big cube and he just kind of tilts on himself, and the top of the cube is one big eye. And every time he goes three steps, he'll shoot a big eye beam out, depending on where that eye beam is. You have to shoot him in the eye, so you have to get him to roll in the way you need him to go before you can shoot him in the eye and avoid the eye beam. So it's all sorts of different... It's on a 2D playing field, you know, because it's all pixelated art.
So it's kind of like the Reaper fight at the end of Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And,
I never beat Mass Effect 3.
You never beat Mass Effect 3?
No, I hate it.
Yeah. Of course you do.
It's pretty interesting. You have to figure out different ways of like getting like this one guy where his, you know, the only thing, it's like this big stone face and the only weak area is his back, so you have to shoot him in the back. But yeah, how do I shoot him in the back? Well, you got to figure that out, you know. So it's pretty cool. I enjoy it. I don't know why everybody's so down on it.
Is everybody down on it, or is this just shit?
I don't know. It could be.
You want me to look up the fucking Metacritic?
It's fine. It's like, look up the Metacritic. I thought it was a fun game. It was on sale when I got it, and it was pretty okay.
You bought it on PC or PS3?
Steam. I got it on Steam. So just play it on the PC. Just play it on the PC, and it was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. I don't know why everybody else hated it, so...
I'm looking at the mess.
There we go.
Google is going to ruin this.
You know, it's fine. I don't care. Like, people can hate it if they want it. I had fun with it. I don't know what else... I don't know what else to fucking tell you. Like,
it's got 3.5.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad. 3.5 out of 5.
3.5 out of 5. That's not too bad. But anyway. So yeah,
well,
that's
the people that I heard talk about didn't enjoy it.
Okay, that's fine.
That's why I steered clear of it.
Okay. All right. But I liked it, so whatever. Moving on to our, I guess, topic of the day. correct?
What? My buddy just sent me a really dumb text message.
Did he?
It said, and with the first pick of the 2015 NFL draft, because that starts tonight,
that's
the
true.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Uncle Rico, and he sent me a picture of that. I bet I can throw a football over that mountain.
Football to mountains.
Nice.
And then,
what I've been playing?
Yeah, what have you been playing?
Yes,
sweet.
What have you been playing?
So they put Assassin's Creed Black Flag up on Games with Gold, and I hadn't played that one. Played the other ones.
Black Flag.
Boatman.
Enjoyed it. I liked the boat.
That's the pirate one.
Yeah. The other thing that I dusted off this week was Crackdown 2.
I thought you were going to say Dad Booty.
Dad Booty.
You know what I've been dusting off is that booty.
Dad Booty.
No, so yeah, but that's a great game. And
Crackdown.
I forgot how much I loved it. Yeah. The,
do you remember when I first got Crackdown?
Yeah, it had just come out, and you had some kind of like God mode on.
Yeah, they had released a DLC that gave you the ability to spawn things into the environment and Crackdown.
Anything you wanted.
Oh, okay.
So what am I going to spawn into the environment?
Yeah.
Fucking barrels.
Explosive barrels. So we would just sit there for like an hour and just spawn
explosive barrels, stack
as many as we possibly could, and then stand back and shoot.
And shoot it, and just see what happens.
And then giggle like schoolgirls.
Flip a truck into it. That was awesome.
That was.
I think we went so high.
That was awesome. How low did the frame rate go?
All the way. All the way.
It's like grinding out.
It's at two frames. Look at that.
You know, I'm really pumped for the new Crackdown this year. I'm excited. Excuse me. About four. I've been drinking root beer.
You are super excited.
I'm really pumped about four-player co-op.
Right.
Like, it wasn't very well implemented in Crackdown 2. Crackdown 2 also had an issue with its mission structure being, like, way inferior to the first game.
Right.
Like, closing the holes and all that other stuff wasn't that fun. Mm-hmm. Like, Crackdown 2 is totally the mid-generation, we almost can't justify to make this game, but people seem to kind of want it game.
Yeah.
Because it's like, alright, well, you're gonna have the first city again, but maybe we'll make it kind of fucked up and add a couple of new areas to it, and maybe there's zombies? That's what that game was.
Right, right, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, except the best part was they weren't zombies, they were freaks.
Freaks, yes.
And you know when the freaks come out?
When
at night.
At night. The freaks come out at night, yeah. Well, you know, it's...
They don't come out in the daytime, the freaks only come out at night.
Yeah, you can call them whatever you want. They call the... You know, and Last of Us, oh, they're infected. Yeah, they're fucking zombies, okay?
Well, but
plant zombies.
To be fair, the freaks actually are attached to the first game.
Okay.
You let that one freak go in Crackdown 1 near the end of the game. Whenever you're busting up that that medical facility, one freak gets out.
Oh, okay.
And if you continue to play that game later to, like, collect achievements and get all the agility orbs and shit, you'll start seeing a couple more.
Interesting.
So it actually made sense that the next game did have a bunch of them.
That, yeah.
Yeah, I played so much Crackdown. In Crackdown 1 and Crackdown 2, every agility orb.
I
was
one,
that
two.
Guy.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Up top.
Exactly.
But anything else?
Anything else?
No,
Snakes?
Still playing Two Dots. The great thing about that is there's like 600 levels, and the only problem is...
I thought you were going to say there was like two of them.
No, it's awesome, like, pattern puzzle game, you know, and they shake it up so usually every 10 levels or so, there's something different that's introduced, and they get rid of something else, so it's pretty cool.
Sure.
The problem is, it's like, it's one of the, you know, it's a pay-to-play kind of thing where it's constantly like... You only get 5 lives, and then they have to take like 3 hours to regenerate. So you can,
sure.
Or you can buy new lives. So I've only dumped like $5 into it so far, but yeah,
right.
I'm still kind of like, just charge me for this game. I would pay $20.
Yeah,
just do it, and then
take my money.
Exactly, and then like every day they have challenges. They give you supply crates that help you beat the levels, and it's like, just take $20 and give me the game, and then like make it so that there are challenges throughout the game where I can get supply crates.
Right, right.
Don't make me buy everything.
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to stop playing the game when I get to like $10.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Microtransaction me to death.
Yeah,
guys,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
There you go. So, that'll do it. We're going to move on to our game of the week. Our old ass game of the week is another Xbox banger.
Old ass game of the week.
It's not that old. This one is actually kind of one of the newer games we'll talk about.
Six.
November 14th of 2007, it was released in North America for Microsoft Windows, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3.
That would be Soldier of Fortune Payback.
Developed by Cauldron HQ and released on the Activision Value label. Mm. So you know it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The value label.
Well, it was a good value.
It was a good value for the...
I can give you a little bit of background. The Soldier of Fortune series, they were primarily PC games.
Mm-hmm.
The first two, you played a guy, I think his name was... Tom Mullen.
Mm-hmm.
The games were exceptional for the time because you were given the ability to shoot limbs off of people.
Right.
So for the time, like I believe the first one came out in 2000. The second one was like 01 or maybe early 02.
Okay.
They were notorious because they looked fantastic. And because there were no other games that let you just fucking decapitate people and rip off limbs and shit like that.
Right.
I mean, the closest we had ever gotten to that was, like, Mortal Kombat Fatalities, but you did this shit in real fucking time.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
So you just shoot joints on guys, and it's like, well, that leg doesn't exist anymore. And it just
and
falls off blood
around, yeah. And yeah. Then they still fire at you until they bleed out and they yell things. It's pretty awful.
For the time, Soldier of Fortune 1 and 2 had some of... the best real-world guns. Mm-hmm. Like, Quake and Unreal Tournament were on a whole nother level with that shit.
Right.
As far as, like, punch and style and stuff like that. But as far as real-world implementation of guns go and make you feel like this gun is... it's not realistic, it feels powerful.
Right.
I thought those first two games did that very well. This third game, though... not... quite as much punch or graphical fidelity or frame rate or...
yeah.
I'm going to preface this conversation by saying that Soldier of Fortune Payback is probably one of the three most played games I had from last generation as far as like an amount of playthroughs.
Okay.
It's a drunk-ass game.
Yeah. 50 Cent Blood on the Sand is maybe a close second... but this has got to be number one. Me and my buddy Josh in college would play through this game all the time. We'd get drunk. You can beat the game in like 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The game is your typical first-person shooter.
Sure.
It's built on a modified version of the Call of Duty engine, but it's actually referred to as like the Cloak NT engine that Cauldron used to make a game called Chaser a couple of years prior.
Right.
The game doesn't look very good,
mm-hmm.
But it... you know, it still does the limb removal, arguably to a much higher extent because they were given the ability to have so many more polygons on screen at a time and things like that with modern consoles. The game doesn't run at a great frame rate.
Right.
You can tell me all day that that's 720p being up-res to 1080. I don't fucking believe you.
Yeah. I don't see it.
Resolution-wise, it looks bad. The loads take forever.
Yeah.
Controls are atrocious on that thing.
Yeah. I don't think controls are bad. I like the fact that it still does,
it does the
Call of Duty snap.
Yeah, the scope snap.
Which is nice. It being from its origins as a Call of Duty game, it still gives you that little bit of... as long as you're looking fairly close to an object, when you click the left trigger in, it will auto-aim to that person.
Right.
And then you can go ahead and spray them down. So if you're quick like me with a stick, you can usually down a room full of guys pretty quickly. But if there's a room full of guys, you're throwing a grenade in there.
Yeah, right.
Because... the grenades in this game.
That's the best part.
It's as if everyone is a crash test dummy full of tomato sauce, and they all just want to fall apart.
They just liquefy.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
Like, they turn into human jelly.
Yeah, everybody just turns into juice pretty quickly in that game.
Just body parts flying out windows.
Oh, and, man.
Yeah.
Oh. The story is nonsense.
Yeah.
The first level.
The first level, you had to take out three jamming radio things to take out a sniper.
But you don't find the sniper?
Yeah, why?
I found the sniper. I shot the sniper.
He found the sniper. And okay. he's this guy that's all in white, and he's in an enclosed room. I don't know why he's in an enclosed room.
You have to go by Quan Chi or whatever.
Yeah, Quan Chi.
Quan Li. You gotta go find and protect Quan Li.
You tell me this guy's not a Shotokan warrior?
He's not a Shotokan warrior, no. He's not a pale-ass honky wizard, so...
That'd be all right.
You gotta find him, protect him, because he's an informant for the U.S. on the Chinese military on a slave rink that they're running outside of an oil refinery. It's a lot of weird shit. It's like
oil slavery, China, United States military.
Military,
We've hit all the points here
in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, exactly.
There is the best line of dialogue in this entire game.
Yeah.
Is on the pipeline mission.
Yes.
Okay.
There is this, I'll say native.
Okay.
You find him and you're like, I'm looking for the pipeline. And he looks at you and goes, pipeline? Yes, pipeline. And dude, for the rest of this mission, oh, says pipeline like a million times.
Oh,
it's
God.
The best it's thing terrible. I've ever heard.
Terrible.
I'm sure the acting there is as fluent and great as it was in the area.
We had to risk your ass.
Your ass. Your ass to lure him out. Okay, you're gonna find Quan Li and save him from guys, and a guy who's on your Merc team just turns on you.
But he doesn't really make an appearance except for maybe once right at the beginning.
Yeah, he doesn't make an appearance. He doesn't make an appearance at all. You just like meet him, and it's like, oh, hey, guy that's on my team, I'm not on your team, and he shoots Quan Li and then says he's gonna shoot you. And then does it and runs away.
Wait.
There's an earthquake or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. You're missing the part where he totally shot a nub tub right at that fucking truck and blew it up.
Yeah. That's true.
He was standing right next to it.
2 feet away.
2 feet away from the truck. He fires a fucking M240 right into it.
He might as well have been sitting in the thing when he shot.
And you're right here in front of him, too. Yeah. So, and no effect whatsoever.
Or M203. It's a 40mm grenade.
And
sorry.
Good God. It just
I don't give a fuck.
I'm correcting myself. Yeah, I mean that.
It's a nub tub.
That whole sequence is madness. I suggest anybody go on YouTube and find that sequence because he's about to shoot you and then just doesn't. Like, I don't know what was being conveyed that he didn't shoot you, but I think the camera shakes a little bit and then he runs away, and then you fight him.
Well, and I don't know. Like every boss fight in this game is. Like, you're fighting a Terminator all of a sudden?
It's just a dude who's a bullet sponge.
Takes a billion shots to die?
Exactly.
I mean, granted, to this game's credit, nothing is ever difficult in this game.
True.
Granted, I've played this game a lot, but I don't, ever die in this game.
Yeah, right. Well, I was terrible at it, and even I was progressing.
Yeah, you were moving forward.
I was awful at that game.
If it wasn't for the fact that the load times are so long, I wouldn't have taken the controller away, but I was like, we gotta see a little bit more of this.
Right, yeah.
I don't have enough fucking life for these load times, right?
A little bit of Bloodborne load times there. Pre-patch Bloodborne.
Yeah, yeah. No patch for this game, though.
No patch for that one. No, it's weird they didn't come out with that one.
Yeah, I randomly turned this game on, I guess it was about 2 or 3 years ago. So even at that point, it was 5 or 6 years after launch. It was one server running with some dudes in it, and I played a little Soldier of Fortune Payback online.
Wow.
I don't want to brag or anything.
There was somebody in a server.
I don't want to brag or anything, but these guys had obviously rented this game or something because I'm hosing these people. I showed up, I was like, are you all 8 years old? What happened?
What is this?
What people are tearing on here.
What is the sad existence of this fucking server where people are playing Soldiers of Fortune?
It's probably running off of the cash register at a Subway somewhere or something.
It's one of those cash registers that make the sonic coin sound. Is it Circle K that has those?
I have no idea.
There's a quick stop establishment
that has a...
It totally makes a sonic coin sound.
The sonic coin sound. They got a ring, I guess.
They're pretty sure, too, on the reload sound effect, that is from Doom?
Is that for this game? For Proposal Soldier of Fortune?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I think it is.
Probably is. I mean, when Doom was made, they probably just grabbed sound bites anyway.
A lot of those are just downsampled,
Yeah, I would imagine.
Royalty but I thought it might be like a throwback or something. Or like that was like their one thing was they were like, "Hey guys, remember Doom? It was cool.
Remember that shotgun shell sound?"
Yeah.
So does the plot get any crazier than what we experienced there?
You never end up like fighting dragons or anything, no, but you blow up a pipeline, and that's kind of awesome.
Yeah. All right. There's a water scene that's a lot of fun, and it's like you go into this cave system, and and so you're like floating down the river, and I can't remember, are there boats? There's a mine cart, I know that.
Yeah.
You're in a mine cart for a little, I think. Then you go inside. There's another one that is really fun that's like the Wookiee village in China, right? Like, you're up and you're in these huge trees and like mountains, and there's all these like wood rope fences and shit. And,
what?
Like, this like platforms built off the side of cliff faces and trees.
Okay.
And it's like running around on Kashyyyk. And
right, yeah.
It feels like the Kashyyyk level on Battlefront.
He had to fucking do it, didn't he?
But yeah. So, do you like how I snuck that in there?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Hoss really appreciates it with that 1,000-yard stare of death he's got gleaming on you.
You look happy, don't you?
He's so angry.
So yeah, but that that level is also awesome. Right. Yeah, I think my favorite one is like the waterfall. Like you're riding, you're in a cave, and it's fun.
Right, this is the only game,
right,
in probably the last 15 years,
okay,
that I have bothered to look up an unlimited ammo code.
Really?
Just because to walk around and just dump the whole time is so much fucking fun.
Dump on all those guys.
Dude, like on that stupid mountain level with all the fucking rope bridges and shit, walk around just dumping RPGs everywhere and grenades is so much fun. Yeah. Oh, and the best part is, you'll have a whole room full of dudes, man, and there is nothing as gleefully, gigglingly, hilariously satisfying for me, and this probably says bad things about me, as just shooting a bunch of grenades into a room and having just body parts shoot out the windows. As if they're like coming out of some ball pit. Like, yeah,
as if some prop manager's just chucking them from behind the window.
It's like, you know, when you're watching Evil Dead or Army of Darkness.
What is that?
There's a car outside.
There's a car outside. Okay. It's like when you watch Evil Dead or Army of Darkness, and it's like, oh, we're going to pour some blood on you, and then they just go completely crazy with like a fire hose of it. That's how I feel about this game, is that they're like, is that enough body parts? No, more arms. More arms. A couple legs.
A few more rib cages. Throw those in there. A few more rib cages.
It definitely subscribes to the Mortal Kombat philosophy of more rib cages.
More rib cages.
I just remember, so I don't believe you've met my friend Grant, although you might have.
No, I think you
played softball with us once.
So I might have, yeah.
But yeah, so he had this little studio apartment where we went to college, and it's funny because you were playing it with Josh, and I was going and playing it with Grant. And I remember he called me, and I was at work, and he's like, dude, as soon as you get off work, come over here. And he's like, got a new game. I'm like, best ever? And he's like, worst ever, but get over here. You gotta see it. And so
worst!
We would play it, right? And this is there's a point to this. So we would play it, and I came in, and he's like, dude, I can make the guy beg for his life with one leg. How the fuck am I able to do this? This is terrible. And so he, like, shoots this guy's leg off. The dude falls on the ground. He's, like, bleeding out and yelling. And then he picks up the gun and starts shooting. So he's like, oh, fucker, and he puts him down, right?
Right, yeah.
So, but what we would do is we would drink, and we would play this game. It wasn't like we were drinking at 8 a.m. This is college on, like, a Thursday.
Sure.
So, yeah. So we're sitting there, and we're...
You weren't drinking at 8 a.m.?
No, I wasn't. I didn't do that a lot, unless it was homecoming.
Loser.
But, so we're playing,
Nerd.
And we would literally go from that to taking turns playing Endless Ocean on the Wii together. So we would have to, like...
Endless Ocean on the Wii!
We would have to, like...
Yes!
We would have Endless to, like, have therapy sessions, because we'd be so disturbed after, like... Just completely.
I just got to rub a fish.
We would go and like carve up humanity in this game, right? And then we'd be like, "Shit, it's all we can take." Oh my god, turn on Endless Ocean, and then we would go like pet fish.
I just got to pet a fish. Yeah. Hold on, oh, okay.
Battle Rays are really nice. Yeah.
So the reason I bought Endless Ocean that time that I came to GameStop when you were there and bought it was because I had bought the Payback game previously and said, you know what, I need Endless Ocean for this as well. Without the combination of the two,
right? It's like it's like combining, oh, I don't know, it's like, you know, beer and cheese. You get beer cheese, right? Which
That's
is amazing.
Right.
Okay?
It makes sense, yeah.
So combining Soldier of Fortune Payback and Endless Ocean on the Wii are incredible. I highly recommend
next
it.
Next week we're playing Endless Ocean.
No, we're not playing Endless Ocean. Because you promised we're going to be playing, what you call it there?
Binary Domain.
Binary Domain. That's happening next week. We're playing Binary Domain.
But yeah, I think, as kind of a coda to this conversation, I would just say that I give a lot of games hell, and a lot of people, think that whenever I talk about how shitty a game can be, that's necessarily, like, a pejorative.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not always the case.
It's not always the case that something is, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
50 Cent Blood on the Sand is garbage. It's a bad video game.
Right.
But it's one of the best games I've ever played in my life.
Yeah, that can happen.
That's the point. It's fun, literally the only point.
It's a very interesting thing because it's always subjective to how you first experience that game.
Yep.
Period. Like, if you experience that game having fun with your buddies and it's fucking garbage and you know it, you don't care.
Yeah.
when Lloyd Banks shouts at you, "Hey, yo, 50, hit this ramp!" You're gonna hit that fucking ramp, all right?
Hey, yo,
phone's ringing, 50. Get the phone.
Hey, yo, 50. Get this
hey, yo, 50. Who took your skull, man? Lloyd Banks.
Does 50 get shot 9 times?
He gets shot a lot. But you know what? 50 hates more than anything.
What's that?
Racist.
He doesn't like
because
racist.
The final boss of that game.
Races or
is
racist?
Racist.
Okay.
Racist.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The final boss of that game, I shit you not, is a southern white male in a white suit with a bolo tie in a helicopter.
It's the man.
Helicopter?
It's the man himself. It's like,
it's a bolo. It's not one of the Colonel Sanders like tie ties. Bow ties.
Right. It's like an action. It's a bolo tie.
It's like an oil man.
Yeah. Right. This man is a profiteer.
It's your lawyer persona we talked about earlier.
Yeah. Exactly.
Podcast,
yeah.
I kind of pictured my southern lawyer persona. I think I would have one of those Colonel Sanders fancy ribbon
hat. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be all right. Yeah.
With like a fucking snakeskin strap around it.
An ascot. If you will.
What?
An ascot. It's like a scarf, but for men. So it's
I don't want one of those.
Well, I know what we're each buying Haas for next week.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I only podcast in an ascot.
Just an absolute southern dandy.
Next week, I'm just wearing a dickie. No shirt, just the dickie.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
We're doing a video podcast.
I'm gonna show up here next week with a monocle, fucking smoking jacket, like tuxedo shirt and an ascot.
Oh.
And and then I can just smoke pipe the whole time.
Oh yeah. I'm going full Gilbert from King of the Hill.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Probably my favorite line in all of King of the Hill is by that character, is when he's sitting in the corner and Bill asks him, "Gilbert, how long you been sitting there?" 35 years.
I think I've only seen like 5 episodes of King of the Hill.
Oh, it's great.
It's
great.
Mike Judge is a funny guy.
He's all right.
He's a pretty funny
dude. That's Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
Helen Rooney
is great.
That's a good movie.
How long did I have to tell you to watch that damn movie and you were like, "It's gotta be shit"?
I like money.
I like money.
Things look bad for Joe.
I hate that President Camacho. Dick Shepard or whatever the guy's in that.
Dick Shepard.
The guy says, "I like money."
Oh, Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard.
I hate him and everything.
Well, I hate his guts because he's married to Kristen Bell.
Yeah,
Kristen Bell. So he's a bad guy.
Have you seen Let's Go to Prison?
that movie's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not as good as you would lead me to believe. But
it's him and Will Arnett.
That's the Will Arnett movie. I never watched that one. Yeah,
it's not bad. They make Merlot in the toilet.
With toilet wine, yeah. The toilet. Make Merlot in the toilet.
You will be wooing. Little Pisces.
Oh, jeez. Oh, there's our movie talk for the day, week, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't Star Wars this time.
Yeah, amazing. Soldiers of Fortune. It's just one of those games that you guys experienced in a vacuum of fun, and it came out being some amazing. You can cut limbs off, by the way, in that game with just your knife. Just hack them off like they're duct tape.
Well, the one thing that I'll say is that, like, you know, with that game, like, I understand why people like games like Super Smash Brothers.
Right.
But the problem is they don't acknowledge that they're bad. Like,
I don't think Smash Brothers
the
is
the best
bad.
Party game I've ever played is Soldier of Fortune Payback. And I wholeheartedly acknowledge it's a bad video.
Okay,
well, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I do not acknowledge that Smash Brothers is a bad game. Smash Brothers functions precisely how they want it to function.
It's barely a game.
And it is not barely a game. It is not a fighting game. I've heard people call it a fighting game. Those people are idiots. It's a party game. It's what it is. It functions precisely how they want it to function in the precise way that they want people to experience
it. It's more of a party game than Mario Party.
Mario Party is...
That's not a game.
I will say, that's a garbage game that is fun. Because there is no fucking game that I've ever played that is more fucking randomized bullshit than Mario Party.
Oh yeah, just give everybody a fucking star for once.
Give everybody a star. The participation trophy.
Oh, I was in the most mini games. I lose a star for that? Great.
Awesome.
Fuck you. You know what's really fucking great about Mario Party? It's that Giant Bomb is playing through it right now.
Oh yeah.
Every game in the series at 50 turns.
Oh wow. At 50 turns.
Yeah. And I think they just did Mario Party 4, and that's apparently, like, the longest one.
Yes.
It was, like, 4 hours.
Jesus
and by the
Christ.
End, there are, like, condensed videos of it, of, like, a montage of just...
Oh, sure.
There's one person you need to watch, and it's Jeff Gershman.
Right.
Near the end, just the look of disgust on his face.
It's... utter garbage.
Dan
utter
Riker,
bullshit.
The East Worthy Game Informer, now works at Giant Bomb.
Sure.
He loves those games for some reason.
Right.
And he's the weirdest person in the world. He's like, I'm a really big Waluigi fan.
Yeah.
Who is a fan of Waluigi?
Yeah, I agree. That's two people that I know of web status that love that. Ross from Game Grumps. He fucking loves Waluigi.
Take that, Mr. Eyeballs. That's the only thing he's ever said.
It doesn't make any sense.
But yeah, name drop some podcast that makes a bunch of money and not us.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
no but kidding. Yeah, like they're playing through it right now, and it Smash Bros. Maybe more of a game than that, but it's bad. It's dumb. It's stupid.
It's not a bad.
It's
game.
Always made out there to be like this wonderful game that's like so incredible and earth shattering, and that's the thing. It's like that. It's not though. I see what you're saying. Where it's not necessarily that it's a. Well, I guess you're saying it's a bad game, but
I mean,
I'm just saying it's not. It's fun, yeah, but it's not like. Changing the way that video games are designed and
played. No, not it doesn't even change the way that game is fucking designed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same goddamn game since 64.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the problem is though that like I look at that game and I feel like those kids from Back to the Future 2, it's a fucking baby's toy.
it's
a fucking baby's toy for fucking dickless morons. It's fucking stupid.
Dickless morons. Oh, man.
Not just morons.
Dickless
morons.
Dickless morons. Oh, man. But no, it's actually a really well-functioning game.
No, it's...
Yes, it is.
It's like... It's like drinking a fart.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, man.
That visual, man. That visual is not good.
Just drink.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up.
I'll agree. Anybody that thinks that game is some type of, like, staple within the landmark moment in the industry, those people are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now. It's a fun game to play with your friends. That's what it is. And I've yet to play it, but I can already guarantee 8-player of that game is probably fucking stupid as shit.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could even keep track
8-player is the only thing I was ever even interested in, because I was like, I bet that'll just be fucking...
Madness!
Colorful madness.
Can it just be a bunch of sparkly things on the screen that'll keep children happy? Amiibos are also the stupidest thing ever on the face of the planet, so... You know, whatever.
I think about Amiibo in the same way that I think about a lot of stuff. Like, Infinity or even like fucking statues of figures
yeah.
and shit that they sell. Like, you know, we've got like these like Legend of Zelda like Link statues that are like $100 that they're selling at the store. And people buy them all the fucking time. And it's like, you know, I think it's really dumb, but like it doesn't offend me.
Yeah.
Because most people that are buying Amiibos.
Right.
Are not buying them to use them.
No.
They just want to own them.
They just want to own them.
Yeah.
Because there's never really been, like, Nintendo action figures before.
It's true.
Yeah. They've never licensed
never
out their shit for anything.
Never done that. Yeah.
So, you know what? If all these people want this done, go ahead.
That's fine.
But if you actually think any of these things are an investment,
yeah.
you are out of your fucking mind.
Yeah. They're not an investment. They will be worth jack squat within a few years.
Yeah.
Well, and I tell all these people that buy all that dumb Funko Pop bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Why don't you just go throw your money in a hooker's asshole for a while? Because all you're doing is blowing all this fucking money.
I don't get the Funko Pop thing at all.
You know what? I've got like 5 boxes full of fucking action figures that I thought were cool at one point. I think I'm just going to throw them away.
Don't do them like an orphanage or something, man. Come on, do something like that.
They're all from like M-rated video games.
Well, so...
most of them are covered in blood.
The kids are
not mine. Yeah, the kids. Take it to Goodwill. Somebody will pick those up. Or just give them to me.
What is it with the stealing? Every
just
time.
Just steal? Anyway. Or just give them to me.
You know I'm not allowed to legally say
we
that.
We could blow them up with firecrackers.
That's true. Could do that.
In the backyard.
That'd be all right.
Like we were seven.
That's always been a thing. G.I. Joe's to a bottle rocket, man.
You know where we can get some M80s?
Yeah.
Can we still legally get M80s? Indiana's across the
Indiana's
river.
Indiana's right across the river.
We can get anything
they'll
in
Indiana. Sell anything in Indiana. They don't care.
There's some people.
They don't care.
Come on over. Come on over to the Porno and Firework Emporium.
You want
to
buy my daughter?
You know what I love about driving across the bridge into Indiana?
What's that?
Actually, the one on, like, not 64, but 65 bridge.
Across. Oh, yeah. 65 bridge, yeah.
Like, as soon as you get across the river, there's, like, that zinc factory or whatever the hell is
right
across. It's
right.
Like... bam! Indiana.
Right, yeah.
It's not, it's not like slow.
It's sudden.
Like, suddenly you're in fucking Borat.
All of a sudden, there's,
soon
no,
you get across
there's,
the river. Yeah.
There's no street signs
yeah,
anywhere.
Exactly.
No streets are named. They're all numbered.
Yeah,
it's like this weird Hobbit town.
Yeah, exactly. And there's like this chemical factory that you're pretty much is just like, you know, controlled by depressed automatons. Just like turning wrenches and sighing.
Slamming Indiana here on the
middle. So back last summer, I was going to see my buddy Matt.
Right.
And he lives in southern Indiana.
Uh-huh.
So I drive across the bridge, which seems taboo to me.
Yeah.
I've lived in Louisville. I can see Indiana from my house.
And you don't go.
And I've been like 5 times. It is real taboo. Like...
good for a wrestling show,
they
though.
Built,
tell you that.
They built the Cabela's out here off of Gene Snyder.
That's
I
right.
Think, as like a mission of mercy for the people here, so we had to
quick crossing
the river
to go there.
Pro shops.
Quick aside. One of the only times I've ever been over to fucking Indiana was I drove like an hour and a half to buy Skylanders at one point. Back
right.
when the first game first came out, and people
right.
were like freaking out over him.
Okay.
So
okay.
all right. So, quick aside here. I go and see this, you know, go to this Toys R Us, and I'm looking at the fucking shelves are empty except for the ones that everybody had.
Right.
And I'm getting ready to leave, and this guy walks by and he goes like, "Hey, man, can I help you?" And I'm like, "Oh, man, I was looking for some Skylanders. I heard you guys had some legendary ones."
Right.
And
come out to my van.
The dude legit says, "Into Skylanders, huh?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he says, you looking to flip these, or are these for personal consumption?"
Like, you're gonna sit in the back room and smoke or something.
I said,
like, "No, I'm gonna grind them down, I'm gonna breathe the plastic fumes into my lungs, it's gonna get me high."
And I got really confused for a second, I just went, "I really like Skylanders."
Yeah. Like the, I like Turtles Kid for a minute.
I like Turtles.
I like Skylanders.
So this guy says, "Hey man, I think I'll help you out." And he went to the back and got me a couple legendary Skylanders. Like, fuck yeah!
That's hilarious. Alright,
so the other Southern Indiana story I have is way shorter.
Uh-huh.
So I went to go to my buddy Matt Wilson's house to go hang out with him and his kids
right.
so I could get drunk and watch them just sort of sit around.
Yeah.
That's
right. Matt is a filthy Hoosier, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proud about that.
I stop at a gas station. and grab a six and go to grab a six pack of beer. There's no cold beer here.
Right.
I said, hey, is there like a beer fridge? He said, can't sell cold beer here.
Can't sell cold beer here.
Can't sell cold beer.
And I said, why?
Why? Why?
What's up?
He said, what's up? Why?
He said,
could you possibly direct me to the law that says such?
He says, well, gas stations can't sell cold beer in Indiana because it promotes drunk driving.
Yeah, in Indiana.
Would you like a bag of ice with that? It was in the same breath. Would you like a bag of ice?
He had this practice, like in case anyone asked.
Well, he figured since you were in Indiana, you'd be driving like an El Camino or something, and could just go out and dump the ice in the trunk and shove the beers down in it and have yourself,
What's great is that I'm there and there's this, maybe 25-ish black guy, pretty cool looking dude, and me and him had a really good laugh about this afterwards.
Right.
We're sitting there and we're both getting the same speech at the same moment. And I turn to look at that dude, and he's like, I'm not from here. I'm like, me either.
I've never heard of that. What the hell have I wandered into? Now, there is another one. There's another. I'll make this short because I know we're running out of time.
Leave this last bit, blast Indiana.
Maybe not. I was with you one evening, and it was after Four Loko had been outlawed
in
the States.
I went and bought about 80 of them.
No, he literally bought a fucking garbage bag of black market Four Lokos from Indiana.
Yeah.
I went to two places. I got half mustache from Southern Indiana.
Okay.
The other half West Louisville. Okay.
One of them. Was it Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I went to the darkest recesses of West Louisville.
Oh,
and
he's out in Portland. Yeah.
Came back with a few bullet holes.
Like 11:30 at night.
Oh my God.
In a red Dodge Challenger.
Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you?
I didn't want to take my truck. I was worried it would break down.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm straight.
This is one of those. There have been several times where I've been in the car with him, and he's like, "I need help going to Deuce and come pick you up." He won't really tell me what's going on, and then he just fucking shows up at my house an hour later. He's like, "Come on,
yeah,
all right, cool, I'll go."
Yeah,
like the other time was to go get a Tekken cabinet.
Yeah,
was that it?
Cabinet?
Yeah, a Tekken cabinet. And on the way there, we're heading out toward Dixie Highway, and we're way out toward Waverly, right?
Right. Okay.
And we're hitting kind of a shady section,
right?
And he looks at me and he's like, "Well, I mean, I asked you to come in case something went down,
right?"
And I'm like, I'm in, what am I going to do? Really?
Just another body, man.
I guess, yeah.
Just another body.
What if the guy started fingering me?
Yeah. All right. But when you said it, it was like, you're here in case, he said it, the way you said it, I know you probably didn't mean it that way, but you said it and you looked at me and you got me, right?
Did he hand you a piece and be like, you're my backup?
But it wasn't even that. He was like, I was his protection.
Yeah, right.
And, I mean, you were new to the city, you didn't know your way around, really, so I think that was probably the reason too, but you were just like, no, you're here in case shit goes south. And I was like, what? I'm a mercenary?
What?
What the hell happened?
What's great is that, alright, so I've been in Louisville at this point for 2 months.
Okay.
And my real introduction to that city was filling an apartment with stuff purchased off of Craigslist.
There you go.
And I learned a lot about this city at that time. I also learned that I probably shouldn't stay in the city, is what I learned on Craigslist.
True story. The guy
go to the Burbs.
Game, he was buying the Tekken game. He didn't buy it because it was trash when we got there.
Right.
But it was the guy's son, and this guy lived in one of the old doctor's houses from Waverly.
Oh,
this place was fucking creepy.
Wow,
creepy.
And they have a tunnel.
Yeah.
To Waverly?
To Waverly.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
He shows the door down to it, and it was carved out of stone. It's fucked up.
Right? Do the walls bleed?
Pretty much. Well, he was a painter.
Yeah.
So there's all this painting equipment and everything. And they were really nice people. They really were.
Right, right.
And they weren't creepy at all. But one guy got a little creepy, but he was really nice. So I can't say anything bad. They were salt of the earth kind of folk.
They wanted to be very hospitable.
Yeah.
Right.
And they were very much that.
Yes, they were. They were actually really nice.
His wife gave great head.
So this dude, remember years back on Bob and Tom, the Donald Duck getting a blowjob?
Oh, yeah.
This is the guy.
That,
This is the real fucking guy.
That's the guy that did the thing.
Like, yeah, he did it in front of us.
Yeah, are you serious?
Like, of him and Bob and Tom, like, over the fireplace?
That guy's from Louisville?
He's from Louisville. He fucking lives in an old duck.
Holy shit!
I know, right?
Donald Duck blowjob guy is from Louisville?
From Louisville.
Holy shit!
Yeah, and he, like, got really...
That's news being dropped on the Video to Shrek podcast.
Knowledge Bomb.
Knowledge Bomb.
DeVille represents.
Exactly. Muhammad Ali.
Oh, my gosh.
Hunter S. Thompson, Johnny Depp, and the guy that did the
Duck Job, one of the first viral audios of all time.
But he lives in Louisville.
I had a WAV file of that.
And then he did it like in person for us. Oh. And at first I was like, that's just a good impression of it. But then like he had pictures and shit, and I was like, this is real. Like,
oh my god,
this. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, but
that's awesome.
I wish that Tekken machine was in better shape.
Yeah, because then you'd have the machine. From the guy who did the duck blowjob. So,
yeah, exactly.
There you go.
I ended up with this Neo Geo, though.
You did end up with the Neo Geo, and that's pretty rad. I need to get some Video Destruct stickers so you can put it on that sucker. So,
no.
It'd be awesome. You should totally do that. Yeah, like,
why not get a Beats thing on there?
You have a Beats thing and a...
Horror Neo Geo
and a Decepticon logo.
Hey, that was Christmas on there when I got it.
Oh, okay. All right, I thought you slapped that on there.
I put the Beats one on there.
You put the Beats one on there. Of course you did.
I'm a fan of Dr. Dre.
Anyway.
Sound as fresh to death.
I guess we'll stop... Yeah. Bashing Indiana.
I have no problem with Indiana.
I have a lot of problems with Indiana.
Of course, Haas does.
I'm going to end this podcast by saying fuck Indiana.
Just kidding, you Hoosiers. You crazy Hoosiers.
Indiana fathers, you know. Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? There you go. But, got good. You don't have to get a wrestling license over there. That's nice. Or any kind of license or anything. Do you need a driver's license in Indiana? I'm sorry.
Wait, one thing.
Okay.
I reapplied for my wrestling license.
You did reapply for the wrestling license.
My wrestling license had expired.
You gonna do for that? You gonna do that?
Yeah.
What does one do to get a wrestling license? Do you have to
pay people $20?
Come to find out, the process hasn't changed in 30 years.
Yep. You pay $20 and they send you a license.
Print a PDF?
That's it. That's it.
Do you get like a card with like a mask on, like luchador style?
That'd be awesome.
Like,
that'd be
awesome. Just like a piece of paper?
It's not a photo ID. It's just a card.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. It's just a card, but there's no photo with it. Mine expired a long time ago, but you know, whatever.
He's still wrestling.
Yeah, I still wrestle. So all I do is go to Indiana.
I embrace the outlaw lifestyle.
When dodgeball's outlawed, only outlaws will play dodgeball.
That's going to do it.
All right.
For this episode of the Video Destruct Podcast, somehow we turned this to an hour and a half. No fucking clue how.
Worst podcast.
Go play, I don't know, what are we talking
about? Binary Domain, play it next week.
Binary Domain, next week. We're doing
it. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
Star Wars.
Fuck you.